However, let's get back to that. Petrol prices. Have you filled up recently? What are you paying? What are the prices at the moment? 133693. I noticed the NRMA saying fill up quickly because the long weekend's coming. On the line, what about Victoria? Mark McKenzie, Chief Executive, Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers. Is it too late to fill up?
No, it's not at all, Neil, and good morning. Look, the cycle in Melbourne actually peaked on the weekend. It peaked on Saturday. We hit a high of $2.04. Yesterday, it dropped to $2.01. As we talk, the cycle's starting to come down. So really, if you're planning to go away, the rule now would be hold off because we're in a downward part of the cycle and expect that to continue for the next 3 weeks or so. So at the moment, I think that advice that you've got probably would have been better off coming about 2 weeks ago.
But would petrol prices coming down on the eve of a long weekend sounds like man flying to Mars and back in 2 hours. Is it really going to happen?
Yeah, it is, because it's the normal cycle. We've talked about this before. The cycle is the dominant factor, not the calendar. And so basically what we've seen is a cycle that terminated the cycle ended at the end of May, in fact, on the 26th of May. And we went into a climbing cycle that topped out on the 4th of June. And we're now coming down. So effectively, yes, you're coming down. You're paying more than you would have a week and a half ago, because the average price will still be higher than where it was at the bottom of the cycle. But if you're now looking at a point where you need to fill up, then I wouldn't rush in now. Expect it to drop by another cent or two a day over the next week or two.
Is the top of the cycle's higher than it used to be, though, isn't it? $2.04. I remember the outrage when we passed $1 and then $2. Isn't it higher?
Look, it's higher than it was 3 years ago and pre-COVID, Neil. I think the interesting thing, if you recall, last year we had the excise cut, where we halved the excise cut. We got a really good drop in fuel prices through the month of April, and then they started to climb again in May as we saw the global oil price go skyward. So this time last year, the top of the petrol price cycles we were seeing were $2.21. Now we're seeing a petrol price cycle that's topping up at about $2.03. And there's three factors really affecting that. We've got, while we're seeing oil prices come down, Neil, we are seeing the exchange rate drop significantly from where it was last year. So we basically sell oil in US dollars, but we pay in Aussie dollars. But there's three local factors as well.
Yep.
We've actually seen the fuel tax quietly increased by the government both in August and in February. So their take's now gone up. It went up 1.8 cents in August. It went up 1.7 cents in February. So they're now taking 3.3 cents a litre more than they did.
Oh,
the wage increase that was passed through yesterday, service stations are retail businesses, so that affects our staff. It's added $220 million to our payroll right across the network. And we're also seeing our electricity prices are increasing substantially. Most of our businesses are reporting a 250% increase in their contract prices. So that all adds to the retail cost of the business, and unfortunately that's what then gets passed through to motorists at the pump.
Okay. We're talking about a shortage of money because of interest rates. Are people buying less petrol, driving less or not?
No, we're not seeing the petrol spend drop, Neil, but what we are seeing is a non-fuel, so things like muffins, coffee, those sorts of confectionery that we normally see, which a service station relies on. We are seeing that drop a little, and that's pretty typical. We saw that last year as well when prices went skyward. People just don't buy anything other than what they need.
Thank you very much. I know you're busy. Mark McKenzie, Chief Executive, Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers.